So we've talked about solar a little bit today, obviously, with the federal stuff in the morning, and some of the other panels of the PPA session last. But I thought I'd share a little bit of content just to give a couple of numbers to set the context for solar in the country and here in Texas in particular, and then get into a topic that is, I think, particularly interesting for Texas and for places around the country, a new, exciting way that we're making solar happen. So just, a couple of numbers. More than 45 gigawatts of solar installed in the U.S. through the third quarter of last year, up over 50 really through the end of the year. Quite a lot now. I think Kenneth from ERCOT earlier today said we didn't like to talk about wind as a new technology or a emerging. It's pretty much there. Solar is there in terms of the national footprint. In terms of new additions, that amount of solar last year was about 25% of the new generating capacity added. So now, a meaningful part of the portfolio here in the United States. Very good. The number I like to throw out is to measure of the growth of solar over the past generation or so. It took the industry until about 2008, 2009 to hit 1 gigawatt of cumulative installed capacity throughout the United States. And then we started doing that every month, basically through 2017, 2016, 2017. So that's how quickly we're growing and we're making an impact. And the next 5 years, anticipated to do a lot more. So this is here. It's happening on all fronts: utility scale, commercial, residential, and as we're here to talk about today, community solar. Here in Texas, we have about 1,800 megawatts on the ground through the third quarter of last year, and we are moving up the rankings. California is still number one by a country mile, but we are catching everybody else. We are currently seventh in cumulative capacity, but the past couple of quarters, we've been more like second or third. So, in terms of incremental additions, really making some progress.